AP News for Friday, November 10th. I'm Ben Thomas. Big news in college football.
Appreciate your question.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh last Saturday asked about sign-stealing allegations.
Not allowed to talk about them, not talking about them. Really want to talk about the game.
He'll have a harder time talking about this Saturday's game against number 9 Penn State. The Big Ten has banned Harbaugh from the Wolverines' 3 remaining regular season games over the scheme. Palestinians have been fleeing northern Gaza by the thousands as Israel's bombardment continues and its ground forces push deeper into Gaza City, trying to root out Hamas militants.
The health system is on its knees.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the UN Security Council,
half of the Gaza Strip's 36 hospitals and 2/3 of its primary healthcare centers are not functioning at all.
On a visit to India, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel's decision to allow 4-hour pauses in its assault is a positive, but acknowledged,
far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks. And we want to do everything possible to prevent harm to them and to maximize the assistance that gets to them.
Gaza officials say the Palestinian death toll has surpassed 11,000 since the war began. Israel's foreign ministry says the official toll from Hamas's October 7th attack into Israel has been lowered to 1,200 people. The board of the Hollywood Actors Union has voted to approve the deal that ended their nearly 4-month strike. Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says the industry deserves some credit, too.
And I want to thank the AMPTP for recognizing the gravity of this historic and seminal negotiation and meeting the moment.
And fans have voted the Fisher-Price Corn Popper into the Toy Hall of Fame, joining Cabbage Patch Kids, baseball cards, and Nerf toys in this year's class. This is AP News. Old-fashioned cocktails come with brandy in Wisconsin. Ed Donahue explains.
Old fashions are usually served with some kind of whiskey, but not in Wisconsin.
Brandy.
A bipartisan resolution was approved in the state assembly declaring the brandy old fashioned the official Wisconsin state cocktail.
Any supper club you go to in Wisconsin, that's what you hear, brandy old fashioned, brandy old fashioned.
Representative John Plumer's action is a resolution, not a bill, so the brandy old fashioned won't officially be the Wisconsin state drink, but bartender Kate Herrera says it should be.
Truth be told, on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Friday late night, a brandy old-fashioned or old-fashioned in general, a basket of cheese curds and fish fry, you're literally never going to go wrong.
The Wisconsin old-fashioned came about after World War II, when whiskey was bad and there was plenty of brandy.
Yep, that's what they want up in Wisconsin.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.